first to the Supreme Court, and a ruling today being celebrated by privacy advocates. The court decided that police cannot track you using your cell phone location data without a warrant. Dahlia Lithwick covers the courts for Slate. She hosts the podcast Amicus and joins us now. Hi, Dahlia.
Hey, Jeremy.
So this case was brought by a man named Timothy Carpenter, who was convicted of a number of robberies in the Detroit area. Tell us about the case, first of all.
Timothy Carpenter, you're going to love this. He was one of the things he was robbing was T-Mobile stores. and he was convicted, sentenced to 116 years. Over 127 days, the government got information tracking his exact location using what's called cell site location information, CSLI. And that's just every time your phone pings against a cell tower, that's the government scooping up that information. That's the cell company scooping up that information. And the government used it to convict him. And so what he said is, this is an invasion of my Fourth Amendment rights. This is an illegal search. And the question was whether we were going to broaden the scope of the Fourth Amendment to include data that you voluntarily give the phone company when you buy a phone.
And this was a 5-4 decision saying that that data cannot be gotten by police without a warrant. Justice Roberts wrote the opinion. What was his justification?
Well, he rooted it in the idea that even though you're giving this information away, and we know there's a whole 40 years worth of doctrine that says once you voluntarily give your information to the phone company, to the banks, to whoever, when you give that away, you have no privacy interest. The government can ask those entities for it. And John Roberts said, no, this isn't about voluntarily giving your information away, in some sense, because you can't have a phone without making that bargain. But much more pointedly, he says, this is tracking where you're going. It's not tracking phone numbers you've used or your information, your banking information. This is locational. And for John Roberts, that starts to intrude on really intimate things about your romantic life and who you associate with and where you pray. And he says that's a bridge too far. That feels to him akin to the case you may remember from 2014 where they said you can't search a cell phone without a warrant. Mm-hmm. This is the same thing in his view. Even though it's given to a third party, this is where you go. And for him, that's too much.
Now, interestingly, Roberts, who's a conservative, was siding with the four liberals on the court, Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor and Kagan, which, by the way, this is not the first time this week that Justice Roberts has done that.
Yeah, this is an interesting line of cases. He has become a real, voice on the court for fear about creeping technological change and privacy. So he was actually the person who wrote the opinion saying it, Riley versus California, saying that you can't search cell phones without a warrant. He joined the opinion from a few years before that that said the government can't track you with a GPS device without a warrant. Mm-hmm. So he really, I think, has a deep sense. I don't know if it's that he's younger, although he's certainly not younger he's not younger than Gorsuch. So one would think it's not generational. But he does seem to have some sense, Jeremy, that creeping technological advances change the calculus and the framers could never have imagined what technology can do. And so for him, he jumps over and sides with the liberals time and again because he thinks privacy, if it means anything, it has to mean that the government can't find out where you are.
Dahlia, we've got about a week left of decisions from the court. What more are you waiting for?
Well, the big ones that are going to come next week, and they'll all come next week, are, of course, the travel ban, the Muslim ban, which will be, I think, the blockbuster decision of the term, but also the future of public sector unions and the funding of those unions, the Janus case, and Becerra, which is a case out of California that has to do with signs that crisis pregnancy centers had to post in the centers indicating what your actual reproductive rights are. So a couple of big, big cases to come.
Dahlia Lithwick, who covers the courts for Slate. She hosts the podcast Amicus. Dahlia, thanks as always.
Thank you for having me.